This podcast contains adult language. Now starting off round five is Jay Ferrara again.
This is probably one of my favorite artists in the South, Soulja Slim.
Which one of my at the same time? Huh?
Nah. Which one you want to choose? Years later, a few months out.
I'm gonna choose Give It to Him Raw.
That's the one I'm talking about at the same time.
Yeah, that is.
Let's give it to him raw.
That motherfucker weird. When it nigga at the same time. You got my back, I got your back at the same time. You blast for me, I blast for you at the same time. I blast for you, you blast for me at the same time. Blow up some doja with a soldier at the same time. Niggas deep real as the fuck at the same time. You ride for me, I ride for you at the same time. Being stupid, no limit at the same time. If I really, really want it, then I'ma get it, cause you got it. If I really, really want it, then I'ma get it, cause you got it. If I really, really want it, then I'ma get it, cause you got it. I can't stop. Came on the scene and hit you with something different. Well, yeah, Give It to Him Raw was. It showed you who Shillin was, and he put him on the map, cause people didn't know at first, because Master P had put out so many artists that he was overlooked at first. Then when he gave you that, everybody was like, man, P did a talent recruit. He recruited some talent, because, boy.
I thought you brought up a great point.
He
had too many artists, but you take out the headlines, the Mysticals, the Trues, the Mia X's. I thought they is, and this is a perfect analogy when we go to depth. I thought his depth, what he... You gotta think.
He was San Antonio Spurs.
Exactly, because you gotta think his second layer of people would have been Fiend, Max, Soulja Slim.
All them was rap better than.
Exactly. All them rap better than his brothers. His problem was he pushed his brothers. I ain't gonna say his problem.
C Murder had a good album.
Yeah, years later, a few months after that, that was Soulja Slim's best work for me.
That Give It to Him Raw was nothing for me.
I think years later it's better because he had the chip on the shoulder with Pete. But, you know what I'm saying, good pick by Jay Ferrara. Mr. M.O.B., second pick of the fifth round.
Sound go deep, don't it?
We probably do.
Really, but what I'm saying is, what I'm thinking is, from what we've been, how we've been voting and picking, New Orleans run deep.
Yeah, they do. Atlanta just started running deep. New Orleans ran that for a long time.
We got Houston. But New Orleans, these albums we done named from New Orleans.
I just counted that.
A leaps and bounds in a total.
I just think from 95, 98 with No Limit. And then like from 98 to 01 with Cash Money.
I mean, Cash Money still running in now, right?
Atlanta didn't run it.
But that's an excellent point.
That is.
Atlanta, Florida didn't run that until the 2000s. To late 2000s.
Atlanta always had two. Atlanta had two.
They ran, but I'm saying, like...
We didn't have the volume that New Orleans
We didn't have as many cats, though.
Exactly.
Atlanta didn't jump on... People didn't jump on a bandwagon until later. Orleans took over instantly when it dropped.
Because OutKast, every album they put, when the first one
I take that back. 400 Degrees had dropped a year before everybody jumped on it.
Sure did.
Huh? Then it blew up later because it came out a long time. Everybody was like, what the hell? Huh? Then... Everybody started liking it.
I think the thing that New Orleans had was that they had labels and cliques. Atlanta didn't have labels and cliques.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you got to think, when we think of, we talk about the anthology, we all agreed on Master P. That was the one person we all agreed upon should be on the Mount
Rushmore. Only like 30 niggas on the tank. Niggas were crowded.
Exactly. Like, think about it.
The tank was a bus.
We said three cats on the tank. Three different. But you look at New Orleans, though. You know what I'm saying? What? We don't bought Mr. M.O.B. enough time to think about this choice. So,
dun, dun, dun. I'm still on. I want to say,
still my pick. I can feel it.
No. I gotta go with another. I gotta go with T.I. again. I gotta go with
trap
music.
I'm this far from being a star, but just that close to quitting. I never should have came close to me, but I wanna be a musician, pimpin', not a politician. Listen, fear my position, it's a rough transition. Plus I'm way too deep in the game to be trying to change. For fortune and fame and glamour, I could be in a slum. A 6 feet of under Atlanta, it's a blessing to breathe. I walk the streets with 7 felonies, I bless them.
It's amazing to me it fell this far.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I think this is showing that, you know, we are an Atlanta show. I mean, I think there's other CDs that are better than trap music.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No.
I'm going to come back with two
rounds we got. Probably about.
It's round five now because it's on four.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We got to start that blasting shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
T.I.
To me, trap music was the better of the two.
Of course. But I think that, let me come back and ask you this. Does it go hard in any of the Ross 4 CDs you're talking about?
Yeah.
I completely disagree.
I'm going to ask you a question.
It go hard and deeper than rap.
It go harder than
like T.I. I don't think a lot of y'all like T.I. But the fact of the matter is, T.I. can go anywhere with a rap song. He can rap about a girl. It can be a hit. He can rap about beef. It can be a hit.
Dope.
He can rap about dope. It'll be a hit.
Success.
Everybody just can't do that like that with the type of rhymes and words and lyrical content like
you don't
that.
Want to talk about who's the better rapper.
I got the hottest song out right now. It ain't about the money.
We don't do it. T.I. Rap music did the same thing Young Jeezy did and Lil Wayne did.
Ross had a, Deep in the Rap had a far more bigger effect.
I disagree. It shut down 50 Cent career. That's
you talking about one person.
50 Cent shut 50 down
Cent,
his career.
50 Cent
shut down rap. Remember, before 50
Cent went really left.
Before this, 50 Cent did the album called what he said, where I make more than all the Florida combined. I think
yeah,
this.
Fell off. After 50 the Cent went relevant in music and rap more anyway. Yeah, I'm agreeing with Calhoun saying 50 Cent had already shut his rap career down anyway.
No, he wasn't. He just went with Kanye
before.
Shit.
Think about it. He just went with Kanye right before
him. And he said he was going to retire.
He said he going to retire after that. He was doing movies.
He sucked.
50 Cent gay, y'all. But again,
you
really
a real fact. Trap me. Wait a minute.
That's
so disrespectful.
He can say what he wants. That's his.
What you call it?
What?
That shit wasn't like me and Outkast. I can't listen to the whole album.
Oh, my.
I ain't gonna sit here and lie
to you.
This is turned black.
So let's go bring it back to T.I. and Ross. How can you say T.I. is better than Ross on
Ease?
Y'all both say T.I. got two great CDs, right?
How do you got more than
what's
that?
The third? Urban Legend.
No. Oh, you want
to? No.
The last one he just brought out, Urban Legend, or but that last one he just brought out is a motherfucker.
Pay?
Heavy's the crown.
Than... like music. When T.I. came back, what the CD was he put
Paper
out before trend. He went to jail?
Paper Trail.
Wait, what's up? No. What's happening?
When he was talking about Charlie Lowe.
Paper Trail.
Paper Trail.
That's a hell of a CD.
Yeah.
Heavy as the
what's
crown
happening?
Is.
Everybody said that before he just put that together because they were like, that shit was weird.
You like the song with 3,000, I'm sorry. That's
I like the one with CeeLo. I like the one he, man, I like the one he talking about on you a bad guy. You from, man, T.I. got
balls. I'm not going to say he don't got balls, but. He ain't got the quality.
My fuck, who's a better rapper, T.I. over Ross?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, T.I. better rapper.
Man, you tripping, man. Come on,
let's just move on and disagree.
It ain't too many
Ross
rappers.
Mix CDs are kill T.I.
regular CDs.
T.I. got mixed CDs.
Damn, do they kill Ross mix CDs?
Not what he put out.
No,
go.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me, period.
That's killing T.I.
Can rap
better
than T.I.
Rose can. I'm not saying that.
Can't rap better than no motherfucker.
T.I. probably the Nas of the South.
Rick Ross can't flow.
Hey, you talking about?
Rick Ross say some good shit. He don't flow. That thing, T.I. made.
T.I. the Nas of the South.
No, we're going to agree you wrong. Because
T.I. made women. T.I. made that goddamn, you can get whatever.
And Rick Ross made super hot.
Come on, man.
We can go back and forth. Whatever you want to say,
Ross. Song was on the radio like, you can get whatever you like.
That's on the radio. Had T.I. made any song better than Tears of Joy?
Yeah.
T.I., it really just
kind of man.
You're going to lose that talk because everybody's going to say T.I. got
T.I. way
better
songs
than
you. Out of the South, in this new generation, T.I. Wayne is the best
rapper. It ain't that they hate T.I. They hate Ross. People don't like him.
No, I like Rick Ross.
Ross should have went platinum. He hated him because he was a
T.I. and Lil Wayne
are the best rappers
of the South.
They have made CDs
better than Ross.
T.I. and Wayne.
Ain't none of Ross CDs better than the Cole.
Who else better than them?
T.I. and Wayne, the best two rappers. Ross had made four of the best CDs in the 2000s.
Rick Ross CD better than the Carter?
I think everybody got different.
Man.
I think Ross had made the four best CDs in the South.
No,
from 2000.
I just had a discussion with my artist.
You a super fan.
The first
show. I'm not even a fan
like that. Oh, the fuck you talking about? I just had the discussion with my artist.
Damn.
Wayne made Carter 1, 2, 3 was straight, and 4. 4 was alright.
I like
1, 2, and 3, them the best ones he made. But y'all forgetting about Lights Out. Wayne got about 8 albums.
Oh, no, he had hit that peak. He had hit that peak yet.
That man wrote a whole album with Lights Out, no cussing. Nobody could did that. No,
and that goes to the
truth. It was the truth.
No, he wasn't even cussing at first anyway.
Period.
But I'm saying once he hit that Carter groove, he was the Lil Wayne that everybody say the best in rap.
Let's bring it back to T.I. Trap Music.
Man, let's keep going, man.
If Miss Demo be in the 5th round, 6th pick is T.I. Trap Music. I think this is the most. I forget the word where it stirs up a lot of conversation. I don't want to say controversial.
I want to know what's T.I.'s best two albums. What's his best three albums?
His best three is Unserious, Trap Music, and probably Heaven's Proud.
I would say Urban Legend.
I Still Ain't Forgave Myself was on.
I'm serious.
The second album was what?
24s.
Them the only two.
Rubber Band Man.
After that, he started falling.
I didn't like Paper Trail.
Songs on there.
Man, stop playing.
Then I listen to music.
I wasn't crazy about Paper Trail.
Both y'all know this. Heaven's the Crown. Man, Paper Trail. T.I. was when he first came out.
All right, now we're just getting into opinion. Let's go on to rap. T.I. is the most.
Controversial?
Not controversial. It's a certain word. I forgot what it is. It's with third pick in round 5. T.I. was second pick. We rambled on about T.I. for too long. Calhoun, your pick.
Trap Music could have went in the top 2 rounds.
I disagree. Compared to what went in the top 2 rounds.
All right.
Go ahead.
I can't believe this shit. All right. So, my pick, I'm going to go back to the booth and get the Big Thomas.
Damn, you stole my pick.
I'm going to get the first one.
It's all on you.
That's
BG. How you love that?
Nigga, out of line. Playboy, I got 10 on
your feet. Call Shatter. Rim blinder. 20 inch blinder. Nigga, and you can ride right beside me. City watcher. Stopper, VCR tape popper, neighborhood naked flick watcher, borderline hip popper. Brian is my heart, and Fred is my number one chick. And Cash Money Records gon' run this nationwide shit. And Flair, boy, you can believe that shit. Whoa, 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 keep my sabe. Big, big, calling in my hobby. Whoa, 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 keep my sabe. Big, big, calling in my hobby.
Oh.
Man.
Over classic got the
what?
Why you tripping?
It's a classic in the
song. It's a classic. You gotta include that.
Slip and slide.
What type of stop on
the telephone
that
pole? Whoa, that the pickle has no heart.
In the middle of the dark, you can't remember the shit. You should start with a big, deep, dirty man. 23-year-old bird man.
Lift up your skirt and then grab your hand and let you insert it in.
Drop it like it hot.
Come on, man. You tripping. Now the Big Time's
two bitches in the room. Two bitches
two
in the
cats,
lobby, baby.
Man, the Big Time's are two cats who have very limited physical ability.
Nigga,
but
baby said,
on the field, they do
everything. My mama
dead.
My dad
that's
is
on
dead.
The second.
That's
on
the second.
I got that work. I'm stuck in the
this man. The one bought like a dog. Man,
that the one was on.
But he was really a compilation.
Really? Manny Fresh is a comedian.
Yeah, rapper.
A comedian.
Mike, have you heard that CD?
Yes.
Mike.
Of course he has.
Man, that CD is.
Well, really, the CD was a compilation because it had every
I won the compilation.
Yes, it was.
It had BG on
it.
It had
they
Wayne on it.
It
had Juve on it.
It
had Stone on it. It had Lack.
But I think you got into it because that was going to be my next pick.
On,
so, how you love it?
I'm so
beautiful.
I was
going to
take
it.
That was the shit back in the day.
That shit was
good. If, you got to put that. If you're going to do an anthology of the stops, you got to put that.
What type of lyrical content you got have now?
It's them
talking
shit. That's all it is.
It's them talking shit.
And them stun. Manny Fresh telling rap jokes and baby stun. But no
lyrical
flair.
That was
a good
one.
It's
like he ain't like I'm serious.
I'm saying, but he gonna say that can be on that but
the trap music.
I didn't say it couldn't be. I just said I wasn't a big fan.
That's what I said. You're saying
like
we
talking about it for that.
that trap music. But we gotta stop that.
When people got
we're gonna bring it back. After.
I said it. Hold on. You can't get. And I'm giving it. I love trap. You know I love it. But you can't get in my love to the bedtime and shit on trap music.
Just like Ross. He ain't like Ross.
Nah, he hated Ross.
I was on that Ross and he just one day started.
When did
you
become back? Who put that on?
I'm just saying. We speaking real right now. When he started listening to it, that Future's the worst motherfucking rap in the world.
Let's keep going, man.
I don't want to finish your point. But I was just saying. Future fucked me up.
Yeah, all right, come on.
All right, so let's go back to Big Times, and we're going to go back to the T.I. and Big Times. I never would compare T.I. to Big Times. I said T.I. wasn't better than Ross. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not questioning T.I. as a lyric. I'm saying his CDs, his content on CD hasn't been better than Ross CD.
My pick.
I'm going to end round four. I'm going to end round five, excuse me, with Trick Daddy Thug Holiday.
We never had shit. Be real. And the damn sure ain't no Santa Claus. Cause if it was like Santa, what happened to Thanksgiving dinner? While y'all was dreaming of a white Christmas, I was out chilling with my niggas out stealing, trying to make a living. And if a raw poor meal in hell, I'm sure God will forgive me after I spent it on the children. See, I was born in a struggle. 89 stepdaddies, me and my mother, and 10 others. I see that's 3 sisters. Brothers. All we had was each other, and I did it cause I love him. I never seen a flying reindeer. Therefore, when Rudolph called dog, y'all just tell him,
damn, yo, this nigga cooks my pink.
Good
one. Hold up, Thug Holiday. Oh, hell no. Nah. You should have took Thugs on Us.
Thug Holiday is one with Thug Holiday.
Thugs on Us, the beginning.
Oh, that's it. Through.
Yeah.
Nah, that's www.thug.com.
That's what I'm talking about. www.thug.
I'm going to take Thug. Again, this is my pick. I'm going to take Thug Holiday because it had Thug Holiday. It had Dro in the Wind. It had the song with Scarface and Baby. Gangsta. It had.
This is when you do these sessions and shit. That's what I get confused like last time. When you talking about the South, you talking about albums that changed the South that made people listen. Everywhere
This is your best.
And then most of the things we don't say is everybody been riding when you was growing up listening to certain albums, right?
This is just your
Big
Time.
Come on, Mike.
All right, we rambling now, so let's get back to
it. All right, come on. You number four. You number one pick. I know I'm going with none of y'all going.
I know I'm finna go with none of y'all going.
I'm calling the bullshit.
I'm finna go with zero right now.
See, you just doing
the life
shit
of Joseph Mad Bay.
I hate you. Never thought I'd say, I hate you, bitch. I hate you, bitch. I hate you, bitch. I never thought I'd say, too many years I done paid the price. Why you gotta put all this drama in my life? Day after day, I'm on the grind for you.
He's probably the coldest dude out of Texas. And I can vouch for that.
You ain't vouching for shit.
All I ask is
so
this.
You'll pick that over the Scarface?
No.
Mate?
No, he picked Scarface first.
Don't say it. Don't
you pick that over Scarface?
He picked Scarface first.
He picked the Diary. You'll pick zero over Scarface.
Mate. I picked the life of Joseph Van Vick.
So I want to do a public service announcement. Don't listen to Digital Darren for none of your hip hop needs when it comes to Digital Darren. Don't let him tell you none of that shit. If he pick it, he's shitting on T.I. and he pick it. Josie Wales.
Zero to Don.
Who?
Zero to Most City Don. All I say is this. My opinion
nobody
is.
Nobody who listens to the podcast will know who he is.
Who the fuck Zero is?
You heard Ross' new CD. You see who he put
Zero on
with Scarface. Now he ain't going to get the man Scarface for no reason.
Zero will.
Zero made that the whole
Zero show. On Jesus CD. He on the song Good Weed, Good Train. They had right up. But anyway, let bring it back to. Why I picked Zero? Life of Joseph with Vape. It got I Hate You Bitch, which is an iconic song. It got Every Day with Trey. It got Crooked Off the Way. It's my pick. Right. I think you have to have this in an anthology for, and the main reason is because it's completely different from every other CD on this list.
I think you're proving a point.
This, no, I'm not. This is the only person who actually talked about his life. Like, people talk about bits and pieces, they take parts of their life, put it in here. This is probably the realest CD.
One thing I can't say is this. You can't say nothing until you listen to them. Oh, I was saying the most of the time, man. Once you listen to these people speak, that shit hit you because it was like,
come on, Calhoun. You Ryan just listen to Zero. Like, man, I like him.
When you listen to him, he make you feel something that you I haven't heard. The only thing I can tell right now that's speaking the real shit. You got a baby mama, right? Because you the only one here with kids.
Hold on, wait.
It was a point in your life where you hated that bitch. That man said, I hate you.
We're going to get on that. We're going to get on that.
But not even on the disrespect. That man was spitting real shit. This man got a song called Joy. Like you talking about.
Come on,
only most underrated dude out, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
He's trash.
He was even voted most underrated, but let's go.
He gives a shit about in that. In the
neighborhood. Y'all.
What the fuck? You listen to Future, and y'all don't
listen to Future. All right, come on, let's keep it. Let's go back. So, then that's the only thing I be saying.
Everybody who we just named, all these CDs we just heard, they just classic.
If you never listened to them, you would have never said that, though.
We can't say classic if, ain't no, if two of the four people ain't never heard of them.
Two of y'all ain't heard.
I'll say Zero, The Life of Joseph Medley.
It's my turn.
Yeah,
I was going to.
No, it's, yeah, it is your turn.
I was going to say one. I think I said it because y'all niggas ain't picking them. But I'll give you this one. We ain't named one of the best albums that ever came out of here. You want to talk about 2000s and Rick Ross got it for? What was it with Bun B Trio?
Put my hands together and I pray, Lord, please let me get past the bridge over water and trouble and get back up on my grind on the double. He said, son, don't worry, cause it's not really as hard as it seems. And I can turn your nightmares back into dreams. You just gotta stay true to yourself and succeed. To push away from the devil and get closer to me. And ever since that night, man, I promise I've been on it. Giving the killer flow to anybody who want it. Pimp the pin like never before. I'm breaking. Not to mention, I got the world screaming free, pimp C. Don't do this, you make a roll and they open the doors. You ain't gotta worry about nothing, the world is yours. Ain't no more struggles, my nigga, and no more strife. I kept it real because to me it's UGK for life.
Excellent call.
Bun B Trio could have won the top two.
Man, I know you didn't say that shit.
What? Bun B Trio ain't the class.
And Zero on there.
It's not a classic.
It don't matter if he on there, Bun B.
It's not a classic. He on the signature song on there.
It's not a classic. Everybody on there.
And I love Bun B, but that's not a classic.
Trill is not a classic?
So, talk about why you don't think it's a classic, J. Farrell.
Why? This is my pick. Talk about why it is a classic.
Say why it is a classic.
One through whatever. Ride. Yeah. That was another one that the whole city was riding to.
What's your favorite song?
Yeah. What's your keep on pushing. And the one with him, Pimp C, and Jesus.
And Zero.
Listen, that one.
And Zero. Zero on the song.
We can name all them songs.
Keep
all
on
them
pushing
songs.
Was the only song people knew off the album.
No.
Y'all can listen to it. Ask anybody.
Everybody was riding to it. All
right, so go ahead, Mr. M.O.B.
They wasn't riding the Bun B Trio.
No, they wasn't. They even said Trio 2 was the best album he ever made.
Trill 2 wasn't better than Trill.
He got five fucking mics off Trill 2.
Don't I give a shit what them niggas doing in
exactly,
the Source.
Because it's on telly.
Oh,
the Source didn't do that.
Yeah. He was in the song when he put the album out, but I like the, I got to have him because he just, he iconic in hip hop all together. So
where you going?
I got to go Snoop.
Wait, no, that ain't stop.
No limit.
That's not the South, though.
We West Coast.
That's the West.
What do you want? Snoop.
You can't.
I can't name Snoop. He was on No Limit.
No.
I ain't say Gene and Juice.
No.
I said Dog Fall.
You can't say Snoop, though.
That was a West Coast.
He's a West Coast.
P. Gay Snoop. He had the East Side. He had everybody he wanted on those. So P. Gay him full range to do what he wanted to. He just came out on the Southern.
Yeah, we can't do Snoop.
Everybody ain't dead. People stay. Also, I can't say Eminem either.
No, he's not a southern rapper.
He come from.
Shut up. Please, just
he come from down
in
8 Mile.
Shut the hell up, please. You got to do southern rapper. You was sitting on that thing and you came up with Snoop.
Yeah, cause he was on No Limit at the time.
Man, come on, man.
He was.
He was on No Limit, but he's not a southern rapper.
He a West Coast rapper.
Well, I gotta say that first Rick Ross album.
What am I in Miami?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a good one.
What was your favorite song on that?
The one with him and Wayne and Trick Daddy.
That's, I don't know. That's on the second. That's on Trill. Luxury Tax.
Oh, well, that's the album I like, yeah, Trill. Not Port of Miami.
Port of Miami is Push It. Hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
I like Trill. Triller, yeah.
They said I couldn't play football, I was too small. They said I couldn't play basketball, I wasn't tall. They said I couldn't play baseball at all. And now every day of my life I ball. And they say you ain't great until someone assassinates. And I feel like MLK. Yeah, I have a dream to be your worst nightmare. Now meet the boss of the cocktail.
I'm a sinner, not Satan. Sitting on the risers and I seem really patient.
She can be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, she ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
We might be in the college report or the new white BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State.
That Triller was hard as shit.
Triller is the one with Maybach Music one.
I won the best album.
Here I am.
Yeah. Some of you talking about Luxury Tax. Okay. Yeah.
It's that, money made me calm.
Money, your money, money made me calm. Made me calm.
Oh, yeah. I got an album. Oh, yeah.
It's on you now, Jay Farrar. Go on, last pick of the sixth round.
Webby, Savage Life.
My cars and my clothes that make these hoes gon' fuck the show. Is it my style, the way I roll, that make these haters gon' make some more? Is it my cars and my clothes that make these hoes gon' fuck the show? Is it my style, the way I roll, that make these haters gon' make some more? Look here, don't worry about me, who just worry about you. Follow my player ass rules and everything will go smooth. Just wait for me, I'll be back, I ain't gonna be long, bro. Gotta make a couple rounds, hold it down while I'm gone. It's some gutter ass G shit, girl, I can't tell you I love you, but you. Girl, don't act like you don't want it, girl, I want it just as bad as you do. And look, see, I can tell from this lit vibe, you got me feeling that you dig me, boo, I'm digging you too. You wanna be one of the chosen few? Then go on, dig up in this.
That was a good one.
I fuck a bitch till she real time.
Is it my car? Is it my clothes?
Everybody was playing that.
Thank you, boo, the boo. Thank you, Houston. Like, this one, thank you, New
Orleans. Nah, this one was a good CD. That was a good.
I gotta give it to you because I thought it was shitty.
I
thought it was gonna be shitty, but when Webb kept saying,
so you didn't hear listen to the Webb? Nah, I heard that.
You was
like,
listening to the Webb. Yeah, so you never heard of the Webb CD?
I done heard.
Everybody
like
was
it.
Playing that.
Nah, that everybody was playing it. Bro.
But that's a very underrated CD.
When that came out, everybody was like,
everybody was playing.
I wasn't a Webb fan. All Boosie.
Because the song he had out wasn't worth getting. That girl, give me that pussy. That one, that didn't make nobody go get it. But when you heard me again, you were like,
yo, hold on. I want to talk. I want to stay on Webb and Boosie because for me. Every time I hear Webby and Boosie, Webby sound better than Boosie. I know Boosie's kind of the face of Trill. He like
Webby do sound better.
Webby seems better than Boosie to me.
When they together.
When they together. Whenever they do a song together, Webby kill the song, but Boosie get all the credit.
Ooh, yeah.
He's just like Boosie.
But yeah, he Webby better than him.
What's your favorite song on Savage Life, J. Farrar?
Oh, no.
I can tell you one. I got that. That shit is hard. Now.
You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Start of the. Come on.
Oh, yeah, this is the end of round six, so we start in round seven.
Round seven, eight. This is an underrated album. Everybody in the South was playing it. And this really solidified him as a rapper. Plies, the real tester.
Code I pay for it. La mom the baddest thing round and she already know it. I pointed at the dunk and told her this pose to be yours. Showed her a couple sights and told her I'd let her blow it. The hottest nigga in the city, baby, you can't ignore it. I showed her I was a real nigga and she went for it. First time I called her, she didn't even know how to throw a bike.
Now, I think down in Florida, he hit like Jesus hit. I think his CD was.
Everybody was on that CD.
I had that CD. I'm not going. I thought you were going to say something better than that.
when you did all that ooh shit.
I was gonna say another one, but yeah, I switched it up.
I ain't no huge fan, but he hit. Like I know everybody was co signing him, but he hit. So I can understand how great CD was.
That's the second biggest shock of the draft.
He ran at the time when he dropped. He was running the radio, the streets.
They don't bullshit. That first reply was motherfucker. They don't bullshit.
So, Mr. MOB.
I gotta go with what album that is for 8-Ball MJG with that. I be obliged if you step outside.
That whole album wasn't good.
That's
on top of the world.
Top of the world.
Yeah, I like that.
My box of drawers, fingers dripping, slipping in and out, constantly telling me the things you don't do, yet you do it like a pro and think that I don't know, but I do, that's why I'm here with you and you know this, slip on the lace, take and dive in, swish. To roll, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Who is to say what a nigga will do? Who is to say if you help someone, it's guaranteed that they'll help you? See what I'm saying? Listen to me and see if you can dig this. Smiling faces replaces friends when people receive ends. Now all of a sudden I'm acting funny cause my money's low. But there was no drama when I was living at my mama's home. But I'm not telling a nigga nothing you don't already know. Personal or business, you gotta watch who your friends. I'm thinking about hard times. Free in my mind. Who in the fuck gonna be my crutch?
Holding
me.
That's my
pick.
What was your favorite
that's
song?
You gotta be that. That's the best
who
song.
Who was my ever. Friend? Who was my fool? Who was the nigga when I wanna know something about something when I don't know nothing? My thing.
I would have never thought that CD would have made this miss either. But
that's the, that oh, might be the crazy. That might be the second shocker.
Everybody in their mind was playing that when they came out.
So it's first. I had another one. Same guys, I was going to pick the last round, but I know y'all ain't going to pick it, so I'm going to let them slide. I got actually three in the clip. But I'm going to go ahead and name. I'm going to steal your guys since you took zero. I'm going to tell you Scarface Mate.
You was playing when you was saying you was ready. I'm knowing you ain't mean it when you told me you was tired of life and just wanted to leave it. You was drinking, so I ain't really paying no attention. Took you back to your crib and dropped you off with the intention of getting with this Asian bitch. I've been off in business, something exquisite. Had to spit that game, she was vicious. I'm hopping back on 610, punching the drop. On my way out to her house, I started noticing cops. Something telling me to... Cocaine to drink to handle boys, heroin, X and crank, smoking dip, plotting homicides, killing they self, butt naked, waving pistols round the building to death. Got mama crying, she know he down, he needing her help, but he's a dead man, walking hill, she pray for his help. Why did Corey have to die young? I'm losing my friends, fought a war against cancer, but he lost in the end. Man. Streets and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information.
Excellent CD.
That's the best album ever made besides Mr. Scarface.
That motherfucker was
Mr. Scarface. Now hold on. I got a quick story about Made and Calhoun. Before this, we were going to get T.I. and Scarface, and so Calhoun will ride with me one day. I said, Scarface is better rapper than T.I.
Oh, no, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Calhoun with all this cursing. I popped in Made. Now look who's still Made. We get through because it's only, what, 12 or 13
not
songs.
I still take trap music and T.I.
Yeah, over Made.
Made the best CD came out besides like Ross in the 2000s.
It's about being real.
Scarface.
I like Scarface better, but he's not.
He can rap better, but that CD ain't better.
Let's agree to disagree.
He don't have better albums, but no, he's better rapper.
How is Scarface talking?
He's talking rap. He just talked depressing shit.
Scarface do never. You know what I'm saying about a great rapper? When do Scarface ever flow through some balls? Just flow. T.I. can do everything. Wayne can do everything.
Bars?
Yeah, he rap a good song. He got a good voice.
He got
rap,
a feeling, man. He make you
but
feel
he
like
don't flow.
Up.
Rick Ross the same way. Rick Ross got good song, good music, but he don't flow no track.
Come on. Wait a minute. All right, that's my pick.
That's why
I think
y'all say
Andre
3000 so good. That nigga can flow a track. That
Scarface
he can
do the same shit. Why you think everybody get him?
Scarface flow.
When he ain't.
When do he flow a track?
When he has it, Mike.
When?
That nigga just took Ross on and flowed that.
No. Oh, he wrote, he might ride the beat. I'm talking about flowing.
When you say flow, what do you mean?
Flow like, around the beat the same thing.
Give me an example like that.
Like, how 103,000 to speed, when you speed it up. How niggas going. And you say a lot of ribs.
Oh, you mean going fast and going slow.
No, just keep line up, When you ride a track, you just got the beat, your voice matching, and you go.
Listen, don't say good shit. He say good. I like him.
I think I'm going to get a shock of all.
Stop coming. He was on that Rick Ross 16 Ain't Enough. He killed him. He was on that Rick Ross 16 Ain't Enough. He killed him. He was on that T.I. I'm Sorry. Killed him. What? I'm sorry. That what?
That 16 Ain't Enough was weak to me. I didn't even like that song.
So we don't need to talk to this guy.
We don't. Because y'all be picking shit that don't even, ain't even relevant.
Hold on. He's a Rick Ross fan. Was 16 Ain't Enough weak?
I ain't say so weak.
It was 16
Ain't Enough.
Was that the best song on the album?
Oh, no. Not
for Andre to get on that song, he should have killed the song to make niggas be like, man, that's one of the
song. Let me say this.
But that wasn't the best song on the album.
Let me say this. That's not one of the three or four songs I listen to.
To me, it is.
It's the best song on the album. To me.
I listen.
You know what album that is?
Yeah. I listen to
Name
it.
I got it.
Name the album.
It's already on here.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's the new album.
Which one it is?
It's on God Forgives, I don't.
The brand new
one. Oh, yeah, the one with pineapples in the one. I got it in the car.
Did you just hear what you said? That song killed that song.
I'm not talking to this guy. Come on. No. Man, it's Digital Darren.
I think my next one is going to be another iTunes. I'm saying Lil Jon King's a crunk.
Know you hoe, cause there ain't too many real bitches. If you got one, hold on. Don't wanna be nobody's meal ticket. And you know it don't mean shit to me, cause you know bitches ain't shit to me. Why?
Play no game, you already know my name. Yeah, freaky geeky, cause it ain't no thing.
I see your pussy lips smiling and grinning like they want something up in them. Wanted to ask you for something.
I
don't even be on the list now. That nigga picked Lil Jon.
Well, good gracious.
That shit didn't do nothing.
What? Come on, man. Y'all are being
on the list. Burn the list now, man.
That
shit can't go on, man.
You put Lil Jon
and you got to erase that out.
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's do this for us. Influential, though.
That shit can't
He
on,
had a
man.
Whole. He We're can't talk about movement.
Movement.
Lil Jon had a whole
started a movement. I'm not saying anything.
I'm asking, this is a lyrical.
No, this ain't what this list is.
And I just asked you that, what the list was about.
People. These were your best CDs of the song.
And this is what I would put, like, we've all said, this is the point. You've taken off CDs. So if you take off CDs, at some point, you got
to. I would put the Big Camp All-Star, because you play that shit all the time.
The Big Camp
All-Star. You just said Little John.
Okay, so it doesn't blow. It's your turn again.
This is what you call a reach. I guess you guys were saying that.
Wait,
trap.
So let's
just take my name off this podcast.
Hold on. Let's be honest, though. What was this? 0405 Kings of Crunk.
Don't look at me like that.
We were going to the bounce.
I was in the club, bro.
And
hey, played a Lil Jon in my living room.
But all his stuff, I played it in the club.
What move, bitch? Get out the way.
That back wasn't then. On this.
That wasn't back then.
That wasn't on this.
That wasn't on his.
No, I'm saying they was all out at the same time. Yeah. So that song was bigger than era. Lil Jon shit.
Hold on. All right, stop. That's his
pick. Talk about it.
Talk about it.
To the wall.
Talk about it.
You got to tell him why you like that.
Please burn this shit.
That nigga you got to show some of every part of South, and I thought that he had a movement, and
what
I thought
did
that
he say
he
about the South of party?
Oh, let me finish what I'm saying.
He not talking about nothing. That nigga said Lil Jon.
I think y'all look. See, you looking at some Lil Jon. Lil Jon said 10 words on the whole CD.
You said,
like, you got to think. Dog, he had Bun
Lil Jon
got
the hottest song out right now, and all he says is a chorus.
Is that turned down for what?
Turned down for, dog. You cannot put Lil Jon. I can't believe
y'all.
I'm saying.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying.
I'm saying that era, you knew who Lil Joe was.
We know who he was, but you cannot put him on the. Do you see the people that's on the
list? I had the CD.
That ain't saying nothing.
I can't believe.
Come
on,
man.
I understand where you're coming
from. That I can respect.
I do not approve this message.
Lil Joe really did take over, man.
He said the list is according to the albums we were like.
And I never bumped that shit in my ride.
I bought Lil Joe.
And I ain't have a ride at the time.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this. Every time you were going to, if a nigga was in school playing ball, if you was doing something, you were listening to Lil Jon. You were going to the club. You were having
fun. I wasn't listening to motherfucking Lil Jon.
That's like nigga not saying they ain't listening to MC Hammer.
Lil Jon don't make that plus one. If you come to the party, Big Mike, you got plus one. It ain't going to be Lil Jon.
That here's the, all right, come on.
All right, this looks like it's going to go longer than normal. So we're going to take this to a part three. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to check out part one, rounds 1 through 4, and part three, which would be rounds 8 through 10. And some honorable notable mentions. Thank y'all for listening to DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.